excuse me, that this is the prime ingredient. This is the focus. In other words, we've been draped from our true reality. So just imagine our true reality is light. It's just the brightest light you could imagine, you could experience, you could see. And there's a drape. There we go, turned off, blessings. There's a drape, there's a covering. So we've really been like walking in darkness. And when I receive everyone, it's like we're in an initiation where we cannot see with our physicality, with our physical eyes. Now, of course, unless someone actually is blind, we can see with the physical eyes, but we want to remember that that still keeps us in darkness because we're not seeing truth. So everything we perceive with the five senses is not ultimate truth. So where we're heading is without the disguise. In other words, true transparency. Now this is our liftoff procedure in that like equals like. What this means is as we attest to our heart, as we attune to our heart, everything will be brought forth. In other words, everything will be transparent. There will be transparency because remember who we are is spirit. Who we are is light. We're not form. We're not the physicality. So really, we're not walking around in darkness blind as we will receive that higher notion. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our true remembrance. So when I'm saying our true remembrance, there's this like a flame of the sacred heart that is stirring. Now, when I receive the stirring, my entire being just feels like a light body. It just feels light. It's not just that everything's illuminated. It's like feeling the power. Feeling your true self, where you no longer need to proceed in your normal advisement. In other words, just listening to the brain, listening to the news, listening to forefathers that were riddled in fear. So there's no judgment about that. We all have that split association. So we have the Christ self, we have the light, we have illumination. And then we have the aspect of self that really is just judgment and cannot see in the darkness at all and doesn't understand. So again, what we're doing is illuminating our consciousness so that we can arrive. We're not here changing others' minds. We're changing our own mind. We're opening up to our own symphony. We're opening up to our own welfare. In other words, whatever we need, we are in the process of claiming. If you need the golden coins, if you need greater intuitive awareness, if you need more relationships in your life, whatever you are seeking is coming through the higher glance. So it's not looking at the old constructs, the old avenues, the old endurances, in other words, how you've conducted business up to now. Remember that we're gifted in our new appraisal. So we're learning how to receive information, how to receive wealth, how to receive our general bidding in English, everything that's required to serve our demonstration. So each of us are here in this lifetime to demonstrate the power of the light. And so as we open up to this light, as we establish ourselves in this new consciousness, all is given. All is given. So what we're learning to do, therefore, is regulate and establish. I know that it sounds kind of weird, like regulate. So regulate is just imagine like regulating the temperature, taking a shower, like, oh, this feels good. So you're paying attention within. You're paying attention to your own orchestration. It's a little bit like a radio station, like, oh, I'm getting static. I can't find the right channel. Ah, there it is. Like it just feels like there we go. So we're cascading in brilliance. This is not outside brilliance, even though the downloads, the light codes, we really want to remember there's no separation. So what we're trying on, you could just imagine trying on a robe, a gown, a shirt, whatever pleases you, angel wings. So again, all these images are correct as long as they're established in light, as long as you're receiving yourself with heavenly kind gestures, meaning you understand there's no separation between you and what you would consider one that you would consider to be a holy one, a master, that you're inserting these remembrances to come upon your own availability, to come upon your own assertion. So we want to remember is that we are the stewards of the light, and this is what we have conditioned ourselves in the past to receive without, and now we're moving into our final homecoming. We're adapting to our normal administration. Now, this is very, very important that we understand. This is recognizing our true witness, recognizing our true awareness, our true self. Now, each of us come with spiritual gifting. So again, it's not to be totally surprised and shocked when you suddenly think of someone and someone calls, or you have a healing need and suddenly, where did it go? I just got the medicine and now it's not even here anymore. So we're learning how to establish ourselves as they're saying actual residents for some reason, but what it has to do with is really realizing that we come equipped. And so it's just like turning on a light to see, it's like, is that light fixture working? Let me turn on the light. Let me play with the fuse box. Now it's working. Now we're good. So we want to get into this establishment of confidence in really recognizing our power, really recognizing our upliftment, because this light is how we're gonna see. It's how we're gonna recognize our own establishment. So we're each being guided. We're not gonna find that guidance very readily from an old handout. In other words, how life operates is being recorded anew, because remember, life is really energy, it's frequency. So as we're aligning with the energy of love, as we are adopting ourselves as the true prophets, we're exercising, I just see us like exercising our arms. We're exercising our right for freedom and our capability. So we're each learning, yes, my love. We're each learning how to recognize that light, how to salute that light, how to release that conditioned response system, like this is the way I do things, you know, I do step one, I do step two, step three. So now as we trust our heavenly arrival, we may realize we don't need steps one, two, and three at all. We're really involved in step five and six. So this is where we're taking that liberal, they're saying that word intentionally, that liberal leap of faith. So it's like you're walking out the old door. Just imagine walking out of one timeline, entering another. Simple, as we will establish ourselves in the light. So in other words, as we will graduate to our holy remembrance, because in order to choose that light, in order to receive that activation, in order to follow, showing me two of pentacles, so like learning how to balance this, and in order to follow that intuitive guidance, we have to realize it's real, and we have to learn through simulation how to lean on it, how to lean on that understanding of self, how to lean on this new awareness. And so this is going to be like the building blocks of consciousness that again lead us into fifth dimensional reality. Now each of us they're just showing me like a speedometer or whatever. It's like the needle's going back and forth. There's no one that hasn't touched this new occurrence already. So receive that well. So in other words, we're going in and out of dimensions of frequencies all day long. So we're adjusting. We're saluting our higher awareness, our higher self. When I said saluting, I didn't physically complete it, but I saw myself complete it. I touched my third eye. And so this is like a symbolic gesturing of our readiness to coincide with our new reality, to proceed. So the more that we get comfortable in this new claim, it's going to get easier and easier and easier still to play along. So in other words, we're relieving ourselves of fear, we're relieving ourselves of past conditioning, and we're stepping out into our new tomorrow. Now, you may need a huge leap of faith to make a grand stand, in other words, to really create a major shift in your life. They're asking each of us to play along, almost like follow the leader. This light is leading us to and fro. In other words, we're saying, like, consider your pastime, consider your relevant stance. So we're not waiting for, like, the big shift to figure out how to listen to the light. It may be in your choice of dinner selection. It may be, like, whatever it is, we're learning an attitude of convenience. So in other words, developing that spiritual reality, the spiritual reality that coincides with the gift of life. In other words, it is already present. The light has already been distributed. What we're doing is assimilating. What we're doing is agreeing. So they're showing us, like, more and more. They want me to explain this. We see things still literally because we're still used to using our physical eyesight and our thoughts. And this is all past gesturing. So in the midst of the suffering, in other words, in the midst of the old lifestyle, each of us are being asserted, gifted, new arrival. And so we're learning how to align with it, trust this, adapt to it, and sign along. So in other words, get on the bus, sign on the dotted line, try the new occurrence. It may not seem major, but what we're doing is sliding into new timelines, because every time we establish that light, as every time we respond to that light, we make that shift on many, they're saying, parallel gesturing. In other words, our own concept of self is heard, is registered, is complete, is noted. So how we receive ourselves, how we receive our life, is no longer blind. It's as the gifted master of the new assertion. So this is the new earth. So we are creating this by consciousness, moment by moment. So as we will receive our divine inheritance, when you think of getting an inheritance, it's like, ah, someone left me something. Divine inheritance is, it's sealed, it's complete. It stands ready for pickup or order number, whatever, ready for pickup. So we're learning our new accommodation. We're learning our new exposure. We're learning how to retrieve life, how to receive life from this higher brokering. So as we will receive our highest alignment, they're asking us to get that word. It's like I'll just say it this way. We have choices. We can take the long way home. You can do steps 1, 2, 3, eventually get to 5, or you can simply register that you're supposed to start in step 5 and proceed ahead. So we want to realize that this, and they're showing me, what's that called? Like a compass where you make a radius or whatever it is. They're showing me, like, the mechanics of sacred geometry. We're actually walking out light. We're actually creating through our focus, through our restorative value. In other words, we're restoring the kingdom. We're creating it through our own kind gesturing. So again, they're showing me the King of Pentacles, quite a pack of power the king does have. And so the idea is pentacles. So creators, remembering we're manifesting, we're creating. There's no world out there separate from your own awareness. So as you deem it appropriate, as you deem it right and steady, you agree, you manifest, you create. So as we will receive our holy reminders, so just imagine like you've got a calendar for the week and you've got daily reminders. Do this, do this, do this. We're reminding ourselves of our light. We're reminding ourselves of our gifting. We're reminding ourselves of our due inheritance. We're reminding ourselves to extract our present divine union. In other words, are we creating out of the fear? Are we creating out of past lifestyle? Or are we creating out of our majesty? Let us receive. And allow that receptivity to be explored. That means, just imagine, it's like, oh, a new store, a new restaurant. I've never been here before. Let's go exploring. We want to feel like explorers. We want to feel like we're moving into a new adventure. As we all are aware, it does seem like it's new out there, little helter-skelter. But again, it's new in its proclamation. That's not going to be reported by the news. That's being reported by the divine insertion. In other words, the gatherings that we are availing ourselves of, bringing forth that new reality. Receive on all levels. Remember, sometimes when we receive the light, what's on earth is what's been blocking us. So if we have a mini addiction, if we have an avoidance behavior, whatever it is, remember, gifts come in all persuasions. So you may have a day you're just knocked on your fanny because you got to look at how you've been addicted to being liked or whatever it is. And remember, it's being exposed to restore you to heavenly value. See everything as good. See everything as kind. Everything's advancing you home. Someone's receiving, I'm going to call it poison arrows. I know that's a weird thing to say. You feel like you're being flung like emotional slingshot from someone else. Understand that you're ordering it. I don't know who it is, but I feel it loud and clear. It seems like it's coming from another. Remember, there's really no subject object, so it's really all your consciousness. What you're doing is releasing the guilt. You're releasing, that's going to be your next step. You're releasing anything where you think on some level that you deserve that or that's due you or something. That's going to be unearthed. There are like a couple layers to that. But don't be concerned if it seems like someone's sending you ill will. You're getting very, what would be the word, telepathic, sensitive, psychic. So you're picking up on that. But that's just step one. It's just step one. To surround it with light. Hold the intention to receive what you need to know. This is the point we're all getting telepathic. We're just sniffing it out. Sniffing it out. And so it is.